Good morning, everybody. Today we are going to be learning Gittin Daf Ayin. We are holding on Daf Samach Tes and Beis. We are at Litzimra Bra. Last two words in line are Litzimra Bra. Five lines from the end of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. Ali Nishmas, his mother, called the Basimcha La Shalom. Also, Bechani and J.J. Hornblass and family, in memory of J.J.'s father, the Honorable Jerome Hornblass, Zichrono Levracha, Nisham Shev and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So, first of all, I just want to apologize to the Zoomers for yesterday. I assumed everyone jumped off the Zoom because they were just bored with the medicine I got. It turned out they couldn't hear me, but okay. So I should blame myself, not the Gemaras. So the hopefully we'll be okay today. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to continue with more medicine, a little more Talmudic medicine. Then the Gemara is going to shift from discussing medicine to behaviors that lead to good health and behaviors that lead to illness. And then the Gemara is going to get into various lists, three things that will weaken a person, three things that can hurt a person's continued existence, five things that are closer to death than to life, six things that will kill a person immediately, eight things that are good in moderation, eight things that will minimize zera of a person. And then on Amud Beis, we can get back to more halachic, regular Maseches Gittin types of sugyas. We're going to talk about if a guy makes a shliach to give a get and is then achso kordiakos, he then is seized by this this illness of kordiakos. So we're going to have a machlokas whether you can give a get immediately or you have to wait till he gets better again. The Gemara is going to explain each shita. The Gemara is going to talk about a person who's nishchat rov shnayim, that he's dying because someone cut his neck. So everyone agrees that you can give a get because his mind is clear, the Gemara is going to say, even though we know for sure that he's going to die. We're going to talk about other situations where we know for sure that a person is going to die. And then the very end of the daf, we're going to talk about how to test a person who is mute to see if he in fact has enough das that we can trust his instruction of shaking his head to give a get to his wife. What kinds of questions we need to ask him, what order to ask those questions in, just to make sure that he doesn't have some sort of that it's not a symptom of his illness, that he's always shaking his head, and then we might accidentally give a get without his real permission or without his real das. So let's begin five lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. Litzimra bra. So litzimra bra, for some sort of external fever or a fever that comes from external sources, lighti tlasa grivi sufli, he should bring three se'in of date seeds, tlasa grivi atrav adara, and three se'in of leaves of a particular type of plant, and he should cook each one separately, and after he cooks them, he should sit between them, and he should put them in two separate bowls, and he should bring a table, and he should put the bowls on the table, and he should sit on top of one of those bowls, and then move over to the other bowl, and keep going back and forth between them, until some steam starts coming out of his body, some heat starts emanating from his body, and he should wash in mayim chayim that which is in the bowl, and when he drinks that which the mayim chamin that he washed for refuah, he should drink from the water that was in the bowl that had the leaves of that adar plant. He shouldn't drink from the water that was in the bowl that had the cooked date seeds, because that will bring a person to be unable to have children. It'll be ma'akir the person. So the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Kuf Yud tells us that aside from the fact that it's a health issue, it's asr to do such a thing. The Gemara says, minayin l'sirus ba'adam shehu asr. How do I know that you're not allowed to be masaris a person? Because the pasuk says, uva artzachem l'sasu kamahu, that not only you're not allowed to be masaris a behema, you're not allowed to be masaris a person. So you're not supposed to do things that will cause a person to become a sris. Now, in our case, you're not doing something purposely to make him a stress. You're just trying to do a refuah, and we still say, be careful, don't do a refuah that will cause a person to be a stress. L'chara, this opens up the sugya of Davar She'ena Meskaven, that we have machlokas, Tanoi, machlokas, Rabbi Yudan, Rabbi Shimon, in all of Shas, whether Davar She'ena Meskaven is mutter or aser. Now, in Hilchos Shabbos, we pass like Rabbi Shimon, that a davar she'ena miskavein is mutter, but that's very likely because it's a din in meleches machshavas, that the criteria for violation of Shabbos is that it has to be a more mindful, purposeful type of action. a Melechas Machsheves. So if it's Dovr Sheinu Miskavim, it lacks in Melechas Machsheves. But it could be in Kola Taru Kula, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that even Dovr Sheinu Miskavim is Aser. So even though this guy is doing it for the sake of Refuah, and it's just an effect of the medication, is that it's Mesareis him, it's a Dovr Sheinu Miskavim, but it's still going to be Aser. You get Shilas like this sometimes, where there are treatments and medications where one of the side effects is that it's going to be misaris the person. So that's the shayla, whether it's going to be mutar asa. Obviously, in case of pikuach nefesh, then just about anything goes, unless avod zor gilarei shvich zedamim, and this is none of those things. Litzimra gavna, for a more internal type of fever, laiti shiva bani desilka mishav mishari, he should bring 7 handfuls of a certain type of plant that grew in 7 rows, v'neshlukinu ba'afrayu, when he should cook them in their dirt, v'nechlu, and he should eat them, v'nishti atraf adara b'shichra, and he should drink from the leaf of a certain type of plant, together with beer, in vitala bimayo, or the grapevines that are on top of a dekel tree that run on top of a dekel tree with water. Lechazisa, for a certain type of shchin called the alefes, which is very moist on the outside but dry on the inside, it's a certain type of boil that a person has. Laiti shav chiti arzan yasa, he should bring 7 large stalks of wheat, vinoklinu amara chadita, and he should roast them on a brand new grill, v'nafik mishcha minayu v'neshuf, and he should wait for the oil to drip out of them, and he should rub that on the boil. Rav Sim Barashi avadei, Rav Sim lahu avid chavim l'davar acher v'itzi. Rav Sim Barashi prepared this refuah for an Ovid Chavim who was suffering from Tzara'as, and it actually cured the Ovid Chavim. Now, the Gemara uses the term Davar Acher very often when it refers to Tzara'as. The Gemara in Pesachim Dafayin Vav says that eating basar with dogim is kashal the Davar Acher. And Rashi over there says, what does it mean, kashal Davar Acher? Tzara'as. That if a person eats meat and fish together, it's going to cause him to have Tzara'as. The Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Chavtes says that someone who's make his dam and is not ta'am klum, he doesn't eat anything, and he just goes out to about his regular day after doing bloodletting. So in Pagaba b'davar acher, kasha l'davar acher. If he then encounters a pig, it will be kasha l'davar acher. It will be kasha for tzara'as. It will lead him to tzara'as. So those are the things that are referred to as davar acher. That sometimes when things are very so terrible, we don't want to mention them. So we refer to it as davar acher. We don't refer to it by the name. Like people refer to certain illnesses, yanamachla, that you don't want to refer to it by its name. So the reason that tzara'as is called davar acher is a discussion in the Achronim as to what the exact reason is. The Imre Bina suggests because, like we just said, it's a davar maguna. We'd rather not mention it. Just like a chazir is a davar maguna, we'd rather not mention it. In the Aruch Ne'eman, he says differently. He says that they wanted to call tzara'as by with the same name that they call a chazir, because the Gemara in Shabbos says that the reason chazir is kashal the tzara'as is because the chazirim are menuga with tzara'as. So it's like an illness that you can get from hanging around with chazirim too much. So we dafka use the illness, the same name that we use for the illness, we use for the chazir, or vice versa. The same name we use for the chazir, we're going to use for the illness. The third possibility is suggested by the Ben Yoyada, that the Gemara in Nedarim daf Memalv and Beis tells us, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you don't mention the name of certain things because the Mamuna al Chaliza, the angel, so to speak, who's in charge of this Chali, is strengthened by the mention of the name of the Chali. So we'd rather not mention the name of the illness because it's just going to exacerbate the problem that the illness is going to become stronger in this world. There's another issue over here that he prepared this medication. Rav Shimi Barashi prepared this medication for an Oved Kochavim. The Gemara Naval Dazar Daf Chavav Amid Aleph says that it's also to be Merabe an Oved Kochavim, just like it's also to be Miyalid an Oved Kochavim, because you're being Molid Ben La Avodah Zara. You're not allowed to promote Avodah Zara in this world. So if a person person does avodah zara, you know, I'll be merabbi the person because they're going to go and do more avodah zara, and avodah zara is a very terrible thing. So the Tosos raises a few possible explanations as to why it is that he was allowed to do this. First of all, it could be he said that he was doing this to learn refuah, so he was practicing on Ovid Chaim so that he could then know the proper refuah to provide for someone who's not an Ovid Chaim. Also, it could be that he knew that the Ovid Chaim knew that the Rav Shimi Barashi was an expert doctor, and if he doesn't practice the refuah, it's going to be Eva. So the same reason we're Mechal Shabbos to heal a Nachri, because it's going to be Eva otherwise. Or it could be that he was Merape Stam Akum, and you don't have the reason that you're Megadol Ben Lavo Dezara, like you have by Mialedes or a Menika, that it's a Stam non-Jew, but it's not someone who's necessarily actively engaged in Avodah Zara. That's why we were talking to Rav Shachter a week ago today, and he mentioned that you know, someone asked him if you're allowed to say thank you when someone lends you money. So he mentioned that story with Rav Chatzkel, I think, that he said with Rav Schwab and Rav Chatzkel and the Mir Mashkiach, that when he came back to yeshiva, he had lent him money and he wanted to give him money, and long story, but he told him that you're not supposed to say thank you, but it should bother you that you can't say thank you. You should want to say thank you. So I asked Rav Shachter, are there other things in halacha like that? That meaning normally you assume that you should want to do what is right, but over here you're supposed to do what is right and want to do that which is not right. Meaning, so are there other things in halacha where you're supposed to behave one way but want to do something else? So he said there must be a lot of things. He said probably being Mechal Shabbos to save the life of a Nachri, that's something that halacha is you're not allowed to do, but you should want to do it. You shouldn't be comfortable not doing it, he said. But then he said, anyway, we always do it. Meaning, there was never a time in Jewish history where the standard psak was that you're not mechal Shabbos Eve Nachri. It's just a question of what the explanation was at different points in time. So it's a question of how we intellectually get there. But the psak was always throughout history that we're always mechal Shabbos to save the life of a Nachri. It's an interesting discussion. Amar Shmuel, Hayman de Machulei Ba'alunchi de Parsa'i, a person who was hit with a certain weapon of parsayim that will cause him to die. Michilo chayi, he's not going to live. Adachi v'achi nisulei bisro shmina gumri v'chamer chayi. But in the meantime, give him some fatty meat that's roasted on coals and let him have undiluted wine. Because efshu dechayi porto mafkir abesei. Because at least it will give him a little bit extra time so that he could get his affairs in order before he dies. And that's apparently a great value. This is one of the makoros. The Gemara has this all over the place, and it's important for a person to be able to get his affairs in order, that a person should have a will, that a person should let his desires be known in terms of healthcare proxy and things like that. Let people know exactly what you want. Amar Rav Yidi Bar Avin, Hayman Debola Zibura, if a person swallows a wasp, Michiel Ocha, he's not going to live, but Adahachi Vachi Nashki Riviasa de Chala Shamza, give him some, a revius of very strong vinegar, Efshad Chai Purtim, after the base, at least maybe he'll live a little bit so that he'll be able to get his affairs in order. Amar Rav Shor Levi, Bisar Shor Belefes, if a person ate ox meat with lefes, vilan, and then he goes to sleep, balavana outside under the moon, beleli arbas or chamishas or tkufas tamuz, right in the middle of the month, the 14th or 15th day of the month, during tkufas tamuz, ochzatu achilu, he's going to have a certain illness called achilu. Tanavam mali kresim he called davar. If a person fills his stomach from any type of food, ochzatu achilu, he's also going to be seized with this illness of achilu. Amar Rav Papa afilu mitamri, and Rav Papa says, yeah, any type of food, even if you fill your stomach entirely with dates. So says Mar Pshita, of course, why would dates be any different than any other food? Because Salka Dait Chamina Holva Amramar, Tamri Misaba, Numishachna, Numishalshala, Numashran, Velomifankan, that dates are so wonderful that they satiate a person and they warm a person and they serve as a laxative when a person needs it and they give a person koach and they're not going to cause a person to become an istinus in any way, even though they're very sweet. So it has all these wonderful qualities. Say, Imala, I would think that no matter what quantity of dates you eat, it's all going to be good for you. So come Ashmola, and that's where Rav Papa tells me that filling your stomach entirely with any type of food, even the best food, even something like dates, which is the very best food, is still not going to be good for a person. So our Gemara clearly tells us a lot of very, very good things about dates. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Yud Halacha Daled writes, Yesh ma'achal l'shem ra'im. There are some foods that are bad for you. And he goes on to say, Of ha'mayim u'b'nayona haktanim ve'hatmarim. And on his list of foods that are bad for you, the Rambam lists dates. So the Mayim Chaim, the author by the Pri Chadash, on the Rambam says, what are you talking about? It's against the Gemara. How could the Rambam argue on the Gemara in terms of the health benefits of dates? So the Malbim in Allah the Trufa writes that the toelis of dates is outlined by the Gemara is true, but that's only if you eat it in small quantities. But when you eat a lot of it, it actually could be very damaging. So the Rambam was actually based on the Gemara, because the Gemara says you might have had a havamina that you can fill your stomach with dates. So Kamash that no, it's not a good thing if you fill your stomach with anything, including dates. Now, the Gemara doesn't indicate that dates are particularly harmful. It says just like any other food that you fill your stomach with, that it's going to be a problem. So I'm not sure where the Rambam got that dates are particularly harmful. May achilu, what is this choli, this illness that we're describing called achilu? Amar Rav Lazar, eish shalatzamos, it's a bone fever. May eish shalatzamos, amar Rabbi eish garmi. Again, some type of fever of the bones. May asu, say, so how does a person cure himself from such an illness? I was told by my adopted mother, kulu shakyani, all drinks that a person drinks for refua, there's a certain number of days that you're supposed to take the medication, that you're supposed to have the drink. Talasa, v'shiva, treisar, sometimes it's 3 days, sometimes 7 days, sometimes 12 days, v'hai, but the medication that you take for this illness, sa'adimitasi, you keep on taking it until you're cured, until you're cured of the illness. Kulu shakyani alibere kana, all other medications you're supposed to drink when you have an empty stomach, vahai, but the medication you take for this illness, should only be after you ate and drank and went to the bathroom and you went out and you washed your hands. They bring a fistful of a food that's made from lentil flour and salt, and a fistful of old wine, and they mix it together, and you eat that, and then you wrap yourself in sheets and you go to sleep, and no one should wake you up until you get up on your own, because we want you to remain in those sheets till you sweat it all out. And when the person wakes up, they should take the sheets off of him, but if they don't remove those sheets from him when he wakes up, it's the illness is going to come right back. Okay, so now the Gemara transitions from discussing medication to general health advice, to proper behavior, to make sure that you live a healthy lifestyle. So we see just the general idea is that a person is supposed to live a healthy lifestyle. We're not supposed to do things that are unhealthy. Whether we follow the exact advice of the Gemara, which may have been the health advice for the time, but the general idea that a person should be healthy and try to live a healthy life is certainly true. So Amalei Elio said to Rabbi Nassim, Echol shlish, usay shlish, vahanach shlish, that when you eat, you should fill one third of your stomach with achila, one third of your stomach with shtia, and one third of your stomach you leave empty. Because when a person gets angry, it sort of swells, the food swells in the stomach, and therefore it will overflow and could be harmful if he had already filled the stomach. So you need to leave some empty space in the stomach. Rabbi Kivager in the Galina Shas points out that Tosas and Maseches Nida makes the Ha'ara that the Gemara over there says that the Gemara Megillah says actually that Hashtia Kedas Eidon is Kedas Shal Torah, that Achil is Meruba Mishtia, that the Das Shal Torah is that we're supposed to eat more than we drink. So the Tosas points out in Maseches Nida, and Rav Kivager makes the Hara over here to look there, is that that even though it says Achol Shlish or Shtei Shlish, it doesn't mean one third, one third. The point is that between your Achil and Shtia, you should only fill two thirds of your stomach. But in Achinami, the Achil is supposed to be more than the Shtia, because that's Shtia, that's Kedas, Kedas Shal Torah, and we learned that from the Mizbeach, that there are more karbanos, more volume of karbanos of food than the Nesachim that go along along with the karbanos. So we see that's the kedas shel Torah. Tari Rabbi Chiya, rotu shel yavu lidei cholim e'ayim. If a person doesn't want to have stomach problems, ye ragdil b'tibul, he should dip his food in dips, kayitz v'chorev, both in the summertime and in the wintertime. So daska shanascha mimena, and if you're enjoying a good meal, mishok yadcha mimena, don't fill your stomach entirely with it. Refrain at the end. And a person should not hold himself back when he needs to go to the bathroom. Now, that is not only health advice. Gemara Makos Daf Tazayin Beis tells us that is a halacha. The pasuk says lo tishaktu, and we learn from there that you're not supposed to hold yourself back if one needs to go to the bathroom. There is a machlokas rishonim whether that's lo tishaktu mida oraisa or mida rabbanan. The Yereim and the other rishonim, the Smak and Rabbi Yonan and Shari Tshuva, assume that it's a daraisa. Gemara quotes a pasuk. Why wouldn't it be daraisa? However, the Ritva Maseches Makos says that all the mefarshim say that it's not an issa daraisa. The pasuk is only an asmachta, and that's how we pask in la'alach in the Mishabur and Simon Sadi Beis of Katan Aleph that it's only an iser midrabanan. The achronim struggle with why the Gemara has to tell us it's health advice if anyway you're not allowed to do it because it's halacha. So is there ever a situation where the health advice would apply but the halacha would not apply, or vice versa? So that would be why you would need both. Amar Mar Ukva, Haiman Deshasi Til Yachivra. If a person drank a certain type of bad, of low quality white wine, Achzatu Vitak, he'll have a certain weakness. Amar Chisa Shitin Mini Chamravu. There are 60 types of wine. Ma'al Yudukulu Sumka Rechasna. That the best of all of them is aromatic red wine. Guria Dekulu Mil Yachivara. The worst of all of them is low quality white wine. So you see from the Gemara that white wine is apparently not so good for you. It's a kasha in the Mordechai. The Mordechai in 10th Parak of Pesachim says that when white wine comes to the table, even though you've had red wine already, you should say bracha v'tova ametiv, because white wine is good for the body. It's just garua min adam, which is not as good as the red wine. And the Marsha writes that that lavan is better for the body. It's just not as tasty as red wine, but it's actually healthier for the body. So isn't that against our Gemara where we're saying that the white wine is really terrible? So Tashbetz gives the obvious answer that there are different types of white wine. There's white wine that's low quality that's bad for a person, and there's white wine that's higher quality that's better for a person. Amar Rav Yehuda, Haiman D'Yosef B'Tzipani Nisan Gabinura, someone who sits in the Nisan mornings next to a fire, V'Shayef Mishcha V'Nafik B'Yosef B'Shimsha, and he puts oil on his body and then he goes and he sits in the sun, Ochzatu Vitak will have a certain type of weakness. If a person bloodlets, v'shimish mitasu, and immediately after bloodletting, he has tashmish amita, and his wife becomes pregnant from that tashmish amita, having lo banim vitkin, he'll have children who are weak. Hikizu shneim, if both husband and wife did akazas dam, did bloodletting, v'shimshu, and then in the immediate aftermath they had tashmish amita, having them banim bali ras, and they're going to have children who are very weak. Amarav papa lo amaron elo delo toy midi. That's only true if you didn't eat something in between. Avol toy midi, but if in between the hakaza and the tashmish, ate something less than but then it's not going to be damaging to the children that are born from that union. If a person comes off of a long journey, he's traveling and he comes home and right away he has tashmish shamita, he's going to have weak children from that tashmish shamita. If a person comes from the Beis HaKise, he shouldn't have tashmish shamita until he waits the amount of time that it would take to walk a chatzi mil. Because the shade of the Beis HaKise accompanies him. If he has tashmish shamita at that time, he'll have epileptic children. If a person has tashmish shamita while standing up, he'll have a certain type of illness that will cause him to shake. Miyushav, if he has tashmish shamita sitting down, he'll have a certain type of illness that causes his stomach to swell. If if she's on top and he's on the bottom during Tashmish, Ochzatu Delaria, he'll have Delaria. So my Delaria, what is the refua for Delaria? So Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Sam Delaria Dardara. The refua for this illness called Delaria is Dardara. The Gemara doesn't explain what Delaria is. The my Delaria, you think the Gemara is asking what is the illness, but it's not. It's clearly asking what is the sum of the illness, and we know that because that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara gives an answer of what the sum is. The Gemara doesn't give an answer as to what the actual illness is. Oh, my Dardara, what is Dardara? Amar Abaye, Morika Dechalchi. It's karkum that grows on a fence that's made out of thorns. So Rav Papa Alisu Valalei says that you should chew it and swallow it. Rav Papi Alisu Vashadilei says that you should chew it and spit it out. Amar Abaye, Mishein Obaki Bidara Cheret. A person that doesn't have the koach to have tashrish amita, so lighti tfas kafizi, you should bring three kelim that each hold three lug of kurmi dechochi, one of this karkum, this type of plant that grows in ground that has been fertilized with sheep excrement, v'nidukinu, and you should crush it up, v'nishlakinu b'chamra v'nishti, and you should cook it in wine and drink it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hein hein echziruni l'nu rosai, l'nu arusi. He says, that's by taking that medication, it brought me back to my youthful vigor, meaning I was also unable to have Tashma Shamita, but by drinking this, it gave me the koach to be able to do so. There are three things that weaken a person's koach. Ve'eluhein, pachad. First one is that a person is always worried about what the future is going to bring. Is he going to have enough parnasa? Are people going to attack him? Different things. Derech, or a person who is weakened from traveling. Va'avon, or a person who's always worried about averos that he had done. So the Gemara brings, how do I know that each of those things cause a person to become weak? Pachad, because the Pasuk in Tehillim says, libis charchar zavani kochi. So charchar means that he has a lot of worry, and zavani kochi means that because of that, he had no koach. Derech, tichsiv, ina baderech kochi. So the derech causes the koach to go away. Avon, tichsiv, Pasuk says, kashal ba'avoni kochi. That with my avonos, my koach went away. Shloshu dvarim matizim gufo shel adam. There are three things that are bad for a person's continued existence. Ve'eluhein, ochal mu'umad, eating standing up, v'shasa mu'umad, drinking standing up, v'shimish mitasa mu'umad, and being m'shamish mita, standing up. Chamisha, krobin l'misa yosem l'chaim. There are five things that if you do these things, you're closer to death than to life. Ve'eluhein, ochal va'amad, a person who eats, and then right away stands up. Shasa va'amad, a person drinks, and then right away stands up. So how right away is right away? The Gemara doesn't give a shear of how long you're supposed to wait from the time you finish eating and drinking until you stand up. So the Maral point, the Maril rather in Minhagim, the Maril points out that lo nosim bo chacham shir ashihia, they don't tell you how long to wait. So he says it must be that the shir to wait is however long it takes to say a bracha achrona on the type of food or drink that you just had. So if it's either birch samazim brach mein shalosh or bar nifashos, and that's why you should say, the Gemara says vilchsa b'kulu yoshev mevarich, that when it comes to bracha achrona you should say it's sitting down, because that's a health benefit to say it's sitting down, because then you know you have built in. Of course, you have to say it properly. You have to say, if you say the word slowly and you say the words carefully, so then you know that you have the proper shear of time. Hikiz dam va'amad, if a person did akazas dam and then he stood up, yoshan va'amad, or he was sleeping and then he stood up right away, so shimish mitasa va'amad, or if he was mishamish mitasa and he stood up right away, those are the final three things that cause that bring a person closer to misa than to chayim. So it's standing immediately after eating, drinking, bloodletting, sleeping, or tashmish amita, that a person should stay lying down or sitting down for a little bit longer. L'chor is against the Ramah. The sleeping one is against the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Simen Aleph Sif Aleph, Umiyad Shiar Mishnasa Yakum Bizrizus Lavodus Boris Baruch Yisala, that a person Yisgaber Kari, he should jump out of bed. I once had a roommate that was working on that. I don't know. It's he didn't even sit on his bed. He like went from a lying position, somehow jumped out and like landed on his feet. and you scabber kari every single day. So that's again, the Gemara says that's dangerous. So you're not, it looked dangerous. So the Gemara says that it's dangerous. You're not supposed to do that. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham over there say, not literally to jump out of bed. You have to take your time because right when you wake up, you should get your bearings first and then get out of bed for health purposes. Shisha also said miyan meis. There are six things that if a person does all of these six things at one time, he's going to die right away. Ve'eluhen habav b'derek v'nisyaga. Person comes from a tiring journey and then he gets dam, he bloodlets v'nichas v'samerchatz, and he goes to the bathhouse v'shasa v'nishtaker, and he drinks enough wine to get him drunk v'yashon al gabi karka, and he sleeps on the ground v'shimish mitaso, and he has tashra mita. He does all those six things. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'shasam kesidron, only if he does them in sequence. Amar Abaye kesidron meis shalok kesidron chalish. If you do them in sequence, he'll die. If he does them in shalok kesidron, then he'll just become weak. So Aini, is that really true that only if you do all of them kesidron you're going to die? V'hamauras avda la'avda tos minayu. There was a woman named Mu'uras who did for her eved these three of these things umis, and the guy died. So ukachoshavi, he must have been a weak guy to begin with. Shmona ruban kashu miyuton yafa. There are eight different things that if you do them in a large quantity, it's not good for you, but a small amount of it is good for you. Ve'eluhen derech, traveling, a little travel, you shouldn't be traveling all the time. Derech eretz, tashma shamita, in moderation. Osher, that a person shouldn't have too much wealth, it will distract him too much. Melacha, work, it's good to work and it's healthy to work, but too much work can crush a person. And yayin, wine, vishina, and sleep, vishena, sleep, and chamin, bathing in warm water, vakazastam, and bloodletting. All of those things are ruban kasha miyutan yafa. Shmona mematim es zera. There are eight things that will cause a person to have less zera. Ve'eluhein, and they are hamelach, salt, va'arav, and hunger, va'anetik, and sara'as, b'chia, crying, v'shina al gabikarka, sleeping on the ground, v'gudganios, and coriander, v'kishus, and hops, shalob bizmana, when it's not the proper time to eat them, va'akazas adam l'mata kiflayim. And if you do akazas adam in the lower part of the body, it's doubly bad for zera. So tana k'shem shakash l'mata kiflayim, kach yofa l'mala kiflayim. But just like bloodletting on the bottom part of the body is doubly bad, bloodletting on the top part of the body is doubly good. So Rav Papa says, and what's the border of the body where it goes from being bad to being good? Meaning, where's the halfway point of the body? So lamata means lamata min abeitzim, means under the testicles, and lamala means lamala min abeitzim, that above that part of the body. V'chishus shalob izmana. We said v'chishus shalob izmana is one of the things that a mimayet as hazera. So tana k'shem. Shakasha shalobizmana, just like eating hops shalobizmana is bad for you, kach yafa bizmana, so too eating it bizmana is good for you. Amra papa zmana tam. So what is the zman? The zman is during Chodesh Tammuz. The shalobizmana teves. The wrong zman is teves. And whereas Nisan v'yomei Tishrei lo malav lo kashu, but in Nisan and Tishrei it's lo malav lo kashu. What about the whole rest of the year? So we assume that we're not talking about specifically these months. Rosh Hashanah explains that it doesn't mean dafka these months, it means the tkufos that begin in these months, and each tkufa, each season is 3 months, so we've actually just covered the entire year to discuss when it's good, when it's bad, and when it's neutral. So now back to Maseches Gittin. Amar kisva get l'yishti v'achzu kordiakos. If a person said, write a get for my wife, and then he had kordiakos, v'chazav amar al tichtavu, and in his state of kordiakos, where he wasn't of sane mind, he said, don't write a get for my wife. Ein dvar v'achronum klum. We don't listen to that which he said last. I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Shimon Lakish comments when he backs out of the get, when he's Achso Kurdiakos, we don't wait for him to have a refuah. Kosvin v'nosin get lialter. Even if he remains ill, you write the get right away. Rabbi Yochanan Amar in Kosvin alukshi ishtafet. No, you have to wait till he gets better and then you'll write the get. Meaning you don't have to wait, trust what he said or listen to what he said when he backed out and he said, don't write it. You can still write it, but you have to wait till he gets better to write it. time it's Reish Lakish. What's the base of Reish Lakish? That you can write it right away. Diktani ain't b'dvar v'acharon klum. Because the Mishnah said you could totally ignore what just happened. The fact that he had Kurdiakus and he said not to write the get, just ignore it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lach ain't b'dvar v'acharon klum. Dilchi matzil lo tzarich l'madrim luchibei. Now ain't b'dvar v'acharon klum just means that when he gets better, you don't have to ask him. By the way, when you were out of your mind, you said that we shouldn't write the get. Was that serious? Did you mean that? You don't have to have that conversation with him. You could ignore that it ever happened, but you still need to wait for him to get better. But the only in kosel shishtape, you could only write the get when he's better. The Tosfos points out in Dibur Masechta Duktani that Rabbi Yochanan is medayik from the extra words in the Mishnah of Ein Bedvarav Hachronim Klum, because if it was true that you could kosel nos on the altar, it should have said Hare Elu Yichtu V'Yitnu. Why doesn't it just say Hare Elu Yichtu V'Yitnu? Because it's saying Ein Bedvarav Hachronim Klum, but you still need to wait for him to get better. So b'maykabifli, what's the nukudas hamachlokas over here? Reish Lakish medamele liyashin. Reish Lakish compares someone who has kudyakos to a person who's sleeping. So a person makes a shliach to write a get and to give a get, and then he goes to sleep. You could write the get and give the get. You don't have to make sure that he's awake at the time that you're fulfilling the shlichus. Rabbi Yochanan medamele lishota. Rabbi Yochanan says he has a din like a shota. And if a person makes a shliach and then he becomes a shota, the shliach is not allowed to give the get until the mishaleach gets better. While he's a shota, you're not allowed to give the get. Why is it that if the mishaleach is nishtata, the shliach is not allowed to be megarish? Rav Elchanan points out in Kovei Tzaoros and Simcha Chavtas, who cares that that the mishaleach is nishtata? The shlichus is not nisbatel. How do I know the shlichus is not nisbatel? Because when he's mishtafa, when he becomes better from his shtus, you don't have to do a new mino shlichus. So the shlichus is still in place. Shlichus is not nisbatel. So there's no chisorin in the mishaleach. The ikar is the shliach, and the mice of the nesinas again is perfectly fine. Nothing wrong with the mice that's being done by the shliach. So it's as if the mishaleach has been medina siyam, where you have no shaychus with the ikar maisa anymore. The mishaleach has no shaychus with the maisa. So what's the problem? Why can't you give it? I mean, the Gemara is saying for granted that if the guy became a shota, you're not allowed to give him. Why not though? So Rav Elchanan explains that the shtus of the mishaleach is not a chisaron in the maisa gerishin. It's a chisaron in the megarish. That in order to have a gerishin, you need a megarish and a miskarish. And so the megarish cannot be a shota. It's a din in the megarish, that the megarish has to be a bardas. Even though in Chanami, the maisa gerishin is perfectly fine, but there's a problem with the megarish. So Rabbi Yochanan Nami, lidme liyashin, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan compare him to a sleeping person? So yashin lamachusar maisa. Yashin doesn't, you don't need to do anything. He'll wake up eventually. Hay mechusar maisa. This guy who has kudyakus, you need to treat him. We discuss what the treatment was for Kurdiakas. Reish Lakish Nami Nidami Lashota. Why doesn't Reish Lakish compare him to Ushota? Shota l'sama biyadon. A shota, you don't have an obvious cure. Hi, sama biyadon. This we have a cure for. Bisra sumka agumri. You have the lean red meat that you roast on coals with chamra marka and diluted wine. So since we have the ability to cure him, Reish Lakish holds it's more like a sleeping person than it is like a shota, and therefore he's able to give a get. Wait, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that you don't write a get unless the mishaleach is of clear mind? But and therefore, someone has kudyakos, you have to wait till he gets better. But didn't Rabbi Dior Mishmuel tell me that shachabos shnayim or rov shnayim, that if someone had one or two simanim in his neck that were shachted v'ramas v'amar, and as he's dying and he's bleeding out, he makes a remiza with his hands to say kiss for get l'ishti, write a get for my wife. Hare you're allowed to do that. V'tanya ra'u meguyad. If we see a person who's dismembered, parts of his body are cut off, otzalav al atzliva, or he's hanging on the gallows, v'ramas v'amar kisvu galishti, and with his last bit of life, he says, quickly, write a get for my wife before my neshama leaves me. Harelu yichvietnu, you're allowed to do that as long as you get it in before he dies. So don't you see that even though people are not of sound mind, that you're allowed to still write a get? Says Mar Hachi Hashta. No, you cannot compare that. Hasam daita tzilusahi. Over there, he has a clear mind. It's just he's dying. He's physically dying. Hacha daita shagishtihi. But over here, he's out of his mind. It's his mind that's not working, so that's a much bigger problem. So, does a person really say that if a person is being taken out to be killed and he's started to die, that you're allowed to give a get, that it's considered a get mechayim? Didn't Shmuel teach us that if it's shachbo shnayim or rov shnayim uvarach, and then the harug disappears, we don't see him, mi'idin alav, you're allowed to testify that he died, even though you never confirmed time of death, you never just saw a dead body, you just saw that he was shachar bo shnayim or rov shnayim. But if you say that he's alive enough to tell you to give a get to his wife, I might need in love. How can you testify that he's dead? The last time you saw him, he was alive. So amri chayu v'sof alamas. He's alive, but you know for sure that he's going to die. So you could testify a short while later that he's dead, because by then you know for sure that he is dead, even though at the very moment that you last saw him, he was still alive. Elameyatav, that's true, that he's going to die, and that's why you could be meyid, and his wife is allowed to get remarried. So, ye golal yadav, a person does that b'shogeg to somebody else, he should go to a near miklat. Alamatanya, why then does the Brisa say, shachar bo shnayim or rov shnayim, that if b'shogeg, you're shachar bo shnayim or rov shnayim, hariz eino gola, you don't go to a near miklat? Sounds like we're not so confident the guy's going to die. So says Mar Ha'id Mar Allah, Amra B'Yoshaya, Chayshin Shema Ruach Bilbalto. No, it's not that we're not sure he's going to die. He's going to die. We're just not sure that you killed him. It could be that the atmosphere contributed to his death. Inami Hukir Vismisaso. Or it could be that his own jumping around and moving around contributed to his death. So the person who did it, Pishogiked him, is not necessarily the one who killed him. So my Benai, what's the nafkamina between these two reasons, whether it's the atmosphere or whether it's his own moving around and jumping that caused his own, that was Makariv Misaso? So Ikebenai, the difference between them is two nafkaminas. Deshachtim bebesa deshaisha. If you shacht him in a totally pristine environment, a marble house where there are no external factors that could have brought about his death, upir case, but he was jumping around. Inami, deshachtim bebra, velo pir case. Or you shachted him outside, but he didn't move, he sat there still. So if the reason of Petor of Golos is because Ruach Bilbalto, so you'd be Potter in such a case, because Ruach Bilbalto. But if the reason for the Petor is the Pirchus, so then you're going to be Chayev, because you saw that he was not Mefarches. Okay, so tomorrow we'll pick up with the Nishtatek what to do about a person who's unable to speak and how you can test whether he in fact intends to give a get to his wife. Everyone have a wonderful day.